Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th installment in the opening section of Shmona Esrei. Once we've discussed the brachos the way we have, maybe it makes sense to get into a little bit of the halachos of additions or changes during different times of the year in these opening three brachos. One interesting thing to realize, which hopefully makes more sense in the context of our discussion, is that these three brachos are viewed as one unit. So if someone made a mistake that renders one of the three brachos invalid, you would think, well, okay, go back to the beginning of that bracha and do it over. We don't say that. We say you have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, because with these three brachos, they're one core of properly introducing the tefillah that we're going to continue with to Hashem. And if you do anything wrong in it, you have to start the whole unit over. It's a very unique halacha. We wouldn't say that on the middle brachos of Shmona Esrei. If someone makes a mistake in the middle of the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, and they realize in the middle of Shmona Esrei, no big deal, go back to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. We wouldn't say go back to the beginning of the middle section. And yet for these three brachos, we say that. There are two types of changes in Shmona Esrei in the opening section. One is really back from the initiated laws from the times of the Mishnah, and the other is later additions. So, for example, you have the addition of Zochreinu L'chaim and Michamoch Avarachamim that we say during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, during the 10 days of repentance. Those were much later additions suggested by the Gaonim, the post-Talmudic period, and it's correct to say those. If you haven't yet said God's name, you would go back and insert those. But if you did Shmona Esrei or even completed the bracha without including these additions, no big deal. The two changes that are very significant within the opening section of Shmona Esrei are Mashav Ruach Moed HaGeshem, and during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, switching Hakel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh. The whole idea of during the rain season in Israel, inserting Mashav Ruach Moed HaGeshem into the second bracha makes so much sense. We actually have already discussed that the second bracha is about the greatness of God in this world. If you remember, we already said that one of the three times we refer to his bringing the dead back to life could very well be a reference to the power of rain, and how much rain refreshes and rejuvenates in this world. And therefore, it makes all the sense in the world that during the rain season, we should specifically speak about Mashiv HaRuach Moed HaGeshem, that God brings the rains down as a great sign of blessing in this world. What's interesting is we are not making any requests when we say Mashiv HaRuach Moed HaGeshem. The bracha of Baruch Aleinu, which has to do with that God should bless the year with financial success, there, during the time of year that we say V'sein Tal U'mata L'vracha, we're asking him to bring rains. That's a request. Mashav Ruach Moed HaGeshem is not a request. It's a general praise of God. Theoretically, we could say that praise of God year-round. God, you bring rain. It's so kind. It's so wonderful. The Rabbanan just didn't think it made that much sense to praise God for his rain at a time when we don't want it to rain. So therefore, they said, during part of the year, we say Mashav Ruach Moed HaGeshem. What dictates which areas, seasons, will dictate when you say Mashav Ruach Moed HaGeshem? So it's very logical. The Rabbanan said, whatever's going on in Israel will dictate. And therefore, what defines the time of year that we should say Mashav Ruach Moed HaGeshem is when the rains are beneficial and they come in the land of Israel. That actually leads to a very interesting difference, that whether in Israel or the diaspora, we begin saying V'sein Tal U'mata L'vracha a little bit later than we say Mashav Ruach Moed HaGeshem. And the reason for that is that it wasn't necessarily the time we'd actively ask for it. Maybe we'll discuss that during another shir. But the fact that it's the general season and Sukkot has come, now we say Mashav Ruach Moed HaGeshem. Sorry, one more detail. We don't begin to say Mashav Ruach Moed HaGeshem until the end of Sukkot, actually Shemini Atzeres. The reason for that is because here we are, we're sitting in our Sukkah, so even though Mashav Ruach Moed HaGeshem is not a request, we don't think it makes that much sense to praise God for his rains when we're really, really hoping it doesn't rain yet, because if it rains, we'll have to leave the sukkah. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.